Talk a little bit about what the process has been like for you.
You know what? It's been great. You know, the main thing is I've been able to be in this organization for 7 years. Yeah. You know, I started off on defense from 11 to 14 and then transferred over to special teams the past 3 years. And, you know, it's been great. But, you know, moving back to defense and back at home, I'm excited about it.
What do you think you've learned about yourself over these last several years that you've been here?
You know what? The thing is, though, you always have to humble yourself and always be willing to learn. You know, the thing is, coming here, starting from the bottom, coaching administrator, and now working myself up to the secondary coach, you know, I think that's all come through just trying to be as humble and learn from everybody I can.
Coach McCarthy's always kind of talked about guys coming up the right way and having that appreciation for what it takes to start at the bottom and work your way up. Have you kind of gotten that sense of accomplishment for yourself, having gone through those ranks?
Yeah. But you know what? The thing is, though, to me, though, this isn't the finish line. You know, the thing is, I'm excited to keep learning from Coach Pettin, excited to learn from Joe Witt, you know, and just excited to just continue to grow as a football person.
So what do you think this next step will be for you? I know you guys are just getting started and you haven't really dived into the details yet, but what are you expecting to start taking place for you as a coach?
You know what? Like I say, just continue to grow as a coach. I know one of my main goals being back there is to make sure that we're a cohesive unit and there's continuity between the safeties and the corners, just the entire secondary.
Now, do you envision being over both of those guys then as, you know, part of the secondary coach, or you'll coach both the corners and the safeties? Help me understand that a little bit.
You know, it's going to be days where I'm just with the corners, sometimes just with the safeties, maybe with the nickels or stars. But the issue is we're going to make sure that there's one voice coming out of there. You know what I mean? And the main thing is when we say one voice, there's going to be one message. So Joe's going to lead that up. He's going to make sure everybody in coverage, including the linebackers, we're on the same page. But we're going to make sure we're all saying the same thing.
Talk a little bit about your relationship with Joe Witt and what you've seen in him over the years.
You know, I've seen a guy that's helped me grow. You know, I can say that from me just coming here in 2011, you know, he gave me things to do to kind of grow me as a coach, to put me in front of the guys. So he's been really great that way. That's prepared me, you know, for what I'm going into now.
What about your early thoughts on Coach Pettin and having him here now?
Coach Pettin is a really bright individual. I'm excited to work for him. He has a clear vision of everything he wants to do and how to get it done. He's a guy that answers the why.
Talk about your philosophy and your mindset as you're teaching and working with guys. For those who maybe don't have that kind of closeness to you and have that understanding, what's your approach with the players?
Well, my approach is number one, the best coach has the ability to simplify. And the more I can simplify and take the thinking out of it and make it simple, the faster and more physical the guys are going to play.
Talk about your excitement level for the guys that are in the room, because you're not a new guy to this system, so you don't have to learn guys again,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know what? It's great to be familiar with all of the guys. That's the best thing about coming from special teams, that you have the ability to talk with the entire team. You know, so I understand the pulse just of this locker room. And there's a ton of talent. Well, you know, there's a wealth of talent. And we have a lot of young guys that got a lot of reps. You know, last year it didn't help us necessarily because it was young guys and they were gaining experience. But now we have a lot of young guys. Everybody in the room has played. And that's one of the best things that's going to help us moving forward.